Good evening.
Good evening.
Pastor Nierman won't be joining us tonight. He was a grandfather again on Friday, and he's spending time with his family, but he expects to be back next week. So we're going to continue with his series on the Kings of Judah. So the Chronicles of the Somewhat Good Kings of Judah, King Uzziah, Know Thyself. So today we continue our Lenten midweek services exploring how the kings of Judah are a shadow of Christ, the King of Kings, who sits upon the throne of David, his father, forever. Each of the kings in Chronicles points us to Christ, who fulfills all the kingly promises which the kings of Judah were unable to realize in themselves. Today we consider Uzziah a good king who did what was right in the eyes of the Lord. Uzziah was a strong ruler. He expanded and strengthened Judah, and as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. If Uzziah had a failing, it was that he presumed what belonged to others. He played like he was a priest. But God sent him packing, warning him that he sought what was not for him.
Please rise. O Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will declare your praise.
Make all haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning,
be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
O come, let us worship him.
We now sing hymn 812.
Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
O come, let us worship him.
And for the psalm, we're going to read Psalm 110 responsively. The Lord says to my Lord,
sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool.
The Lord sends forth from Zion your mighty scepter.
Rule in the midst of your enemies.
Your people will offer themselves freely on the day of your power in holy garments.
From the womb of the morning and the dew of the youth will be yours.
The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind.
You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
The Lord is at your right hand.
He will shatter kings on the day of his wrath.
He will execute judgment among the nations, filling them with corpses.
He will shatter chiefs over the wide earth.
He will drink from the brook by the way.
Therefore, he will lift up his head.
We will now sing hymn 529.
Since our great high priest Christ Jesus is our name above all names, reigning Son of God, surpassing all the titles, powers, and claims, says to him, now our Lord has passed, let us hold our witness fast. Since we have a priest who suffered, knowing weakness, tears, and pain, who like us was tried and tempted, but like us without a stain. Since he shed our holy grace, let us boldly seek his grace.
Our first reading tonight is from 2 Chronicles chapter 26. And all the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king instead of his father Amaziah. He built Eloth and restored it to Judah after the king slept with his fathers. Uzziah was 16 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jeseliah of Jerusalem, and he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord according to all that his father Amaziah had done. He set himself to seek God in the days of Zechariah, who instructed him in the fear of God, and as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. In Jerusalem, he made engines invented by skillful men to be on the towers and the corners, to shoot arrows and great stones. And his fame spread far, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. But when he was strong, he grew proud to his destruction, for he was unfaithful to the Lord his God and entered the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense. But Azariah, the priest, went in after him with 80 priests of the Lord who were men of valor. And they withstood King Uzziah and said to him, "It is not for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord, but for the priests, the sons of Aaron, who are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for you have done wrong, and it will bring you no honor from the Lord God." Then Uzziah was angry. Now he had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And when he became angry with the priests, leprosy broke on his forehead in the presence of the priests in the house of the Lord by the altar of incense. And Azariah, the chief priest, and all the priests looked at him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead. And they rushed him out quickly, and he himself hurried to go out. because the Lord had struck him. And King Uzziah was a leper to the day of his death, and being a leper, lived in a separate house, for he was exalted from the house of the Lord. And Jotham, his son, was over the king's household, governing the people of the land. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from Hebrews 7, verses 1 through 10, and 26 through 28. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him. And to him, Abraham apportioned a tenth part of everything. He is first by translation of his name, king of righteousness, and then he is also king of Salem, that is, king of peace. He is without father or mother or genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but resembling the Son of God, he continues a priest forever. See how great this man was to whom Abraham the patriarch gave a tenth of the spoils. And those descendants of the Levi who received the priestly office have a commandment in the law to take tithes from the people, that is, from their brothers, though these are also are described from Abraham, are descended from Abraham. But this man who does not have his descent from them received tithes from Abraham and blessed him who had the promises. It is beyond dispute that the inferior is blessed by the superior. In the one case, tithes are received by mortal men, but in the other case, by one of whom it is testified that he lives. One might even say that Levi himself, who receives tithes, paid tithes through Abraham, for he was still in the loins of his ancestor when Melchizedek met him. For it was indeed fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, unstained, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. He has no need, like those high priests, to offer sacrifices daily, first for his own sins and then for those of the people, since he did this once for all when he offered up himself. For the law appoints men in their weakness as high priests, but the word of the oath, which came later than the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the gospel. The gospel tonight is from John chapter 10. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and is not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And now the Lenten responsory. We have an advocate with the Father. Jesus is the propitiation for our sins. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven and whose sin is put away.
He was delivered up to death.
We have an advocate with the Father. Jesus is the propitiation for our sins.
He was delivered up to death. He was delivered for the sins of the people.
The text for our meditation tonight is from 2 Chronicles chapter 26. Uzziah was 16 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jeshaliah of Jerusalem, and he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah had done. He set himself to seek God in the days of Zechariah, who instructed him in the fear of God, and as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. Be seated. Know thyself. These words were inscribed near the entrance of the temple of the god Apollo at Delphi in central ancient Greece. Classic Greek wisdom considered that every person should know who they are. If you are a commoner, know yourself, know your role, know your duties, and do them. If you are an aristocrat, know thyself, know your role, your obligations, and perform them. Perhaps most of all, know thyself as mortal. You are not a god, so don't try to act like one. Know thyself. We might say it in this way: know your place, or stay in your lane, which of course rubs many of us the wrong way. We prize the kind of freedom that allows us to break through social restrictions, to make something more of ourselves, and there's a lot to be said for that. But there is still great wisdom in this phrase, know thyself, especially with respect to God. You do well to know that he is God and you are not. Know thyself. In our Lenten consideration of the somewhat good kings of Judah, and by now you know why we say the somewhat good kings, we have a lot of royal letdowns, and today is no exception. Today we skip a generation from Joash, whom we considered last week, to Uzziah, the grandson of Joash. As with the other good kings, we read that Uzziah did what was right in the eyes of the Lord.
Uzziah ascended to the throne at the age of 16, and he reigned for 52 years, one of the longest serving kings of Judah. The Chronicles tells us that as long as Uzziah sought the Lord God made him prosper. And did he ever? Uzziah won victories over ancient foes like the Philistines. He subdued the mighty Ammonites, and they had to pay him tribute. He fortified Jerusalem with cutting-edge weaponry and could shoot arrows and hurl large stones from city towers. He expanded and enriched the kingdom of Judah and made it a military superpower so that we might say there was peace through strength in his kingdom. He was loved by all. In 2 Chronicles 26, verse 15, we read that his fame spread far and wide, for he was greatly helped until he became powerful. But, says the storyteller, and yes, here comes the part where Uzziah is going to let us down. When he was strong, he grew proud to his destruction. Uzziah, you see, was a good king, but a lousy priest, and he should have known that about himself. He should have known his place. But he failed to heed the maxim, know thyself, know your place, know the role that God has given you, stay in your lane. Did you catch what Uzziah did wrong? In 1 Chronicles 26, verse 16, reports that he was unfaithful to the Lord his God and entered the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense. Now maybe that doesn't sound like a big deal to you, but to burn a little incense. But God reserved this duty for the high priest. No one else was authorized to burn the incense at the time of prayer. As the law of Moses says in Exodus 30, verse 9, you shall not offer unauthorized incense. Only the high priest was allowed into the holy place to perform this duty. God was serious about this because the high priest, in meditating the prayers of the people, foreshadowed the one single mediator between God and man, Christ Jesus. Perhaps you remember Nadab and Abihu in Leviticus 10, who burned unauthorized incense and paid for it with their lives. I'll bet when all was said and done, Uzziah wished he would have remembered that Bible story and its lessons. But in the moment, with all of his success and power and popularity, he thought to himself that he had everything. He fancied himself king of everything and thought he could go anywhere he pleased, even into the holy place. It was the sin of pride, what the Greeks call hubris. Uzziah forgot his place in God's order and presumed himself the role of the high priest. Unfortunately for Uzziah, the high priest, Azariah, and 80 other priests caught him red-handed. There he was, the king in the holy place. He entered where God permitted only his priests to go and was doing what God allowed only his priests to do. They tried to stop Uzziah and said to him, "It is not for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord, but for the priests, the son of Aaron, who are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for you have done wrong." But King Uzziah reacted with anger. No one was going to tell the great King Uzziah what to do. With all of his fame and success, he thought to himself, the king of the universe. But he wasn't, and as punishment for his impudence, the Lord immediately struck Uzziah with leprosy right on his face, where the whole world could see the terrible price of sinful pride. The price of knowing thyself, of thinking more highly of yourself than you ought, of presuming yourself the prerogatives of God.
And you may remember what the law of Moses says about lepers, that they must be separated from everyone else. So Uzziah was now excluded from the house of the Lord and effectively removed from his office as king. He lived alone in a separate house, and his son Jotham governed Judah. He ultimately died of his leprosy, and instead of eulogizing him as a great king, they buried him with a pitiful inscription, "He is a leper." I wonder if, when nearing death, Uzziah might have read the proverb of his ancestor King Solomon that says, "The Lord detests all the proud of heart. Be sure of this, they will not go unpunished." If he read it, did he repent of his pride? We are not told, but we hope that he did, and that his life was redeemed. But here again is another king, another letdown. Such is the nature of earthly kings, even at their best. If we are to follow a king who will never let us down, he has to be a better, stronger, humbler king than Uzziah, a king like Jesus, the son of David, the son of Uzziah, our king. Uzziah points us to Jesus as a kind of negative image of Jesus, a counterpoint to the humble king of our salvation. Jesus' strength was not in building military superiority or in conquering nations or collecting tribute. His strength was not in the development of cutting-edge weaponry. Jesus' strength is that he sets people free from demonic influence and from the leprosy of sin. The strength of Jesus is the power of his mercy to forgive the foolish pride of people like Uzziah and like us, who fancy ourselves the king of everything and run roughshod over the will of God and his commandments, thinking we have the right to do so and that we will get away with it. But King Jesus was not filled with such pride. Although he truly is king of everything, he emptied himself to be born of a virgin in the likeness of men and as our servant. He was found humble, riding a lowly donkey as the crowds chanted, "Hosanna to the Son of David." But his humility went further than that, all the way to his death on the cross. This was the will of the Father for our salvation, and Jesus knew it. He knew who he was. He knew his place. He knew his role. Without a bit of pride, he fulfilled his role and suffered shame and pitting, mockery and beatings from the very sinners he was dying to forgive. And of his own accord, he laid down his life for Uzziah and for us. In making this sacrifice, Jesus also took on the role of a priest. But this was not at all out of place for Jesus, as it was for Uzziah. Jesus is not just a king, he is also God's priest forever, as Scripture says of the Messiah, "You are a priest forever." Jesus was like Melchizedek, about whom we read tonight, not a priest from a priestly lineage, but a priest forever, whose origins are from of old. So it is not presumptuous for Jesus to assume the role of the priest. He did not take that role to gratify his pride, as did Uzziah. He took that role to make the supreme sacrifice of his own life for the forgiveness of his people. On the cross, he endured the isolation of the leper, bearing the disease of our sin in his flesh, separated from the Father until death separated body and spirit.
The chief priests and rulers of the Jews thought they were witnessing justice on that dark Friday. Yet Jesus' death was not the consequence of hubris, as it was for Uzziah. This was not the downfall that follows pride, the just deserts of a haughty man. This was justice of a different king. This was strength such as the world had never seen before, as the Savior bore the full weight of the sins of the world and took their punishment, the heaviest burden a man has ever borne. And he took our sins away. The son of Uzziah, hanging dead on the cross, is both the king and the priest that Uzziah never was or could be. Jesus, he is our king. Uzziah was way out of line for what he did, forgetting who he was and his place under God. He dared to stand before the great veil at the entrance of God's throne room, the Holy of Holies, and presumed to do what God's one chosen mediator, the high priest, was allowed to do. And Uzziah paid dearly. Until King Jesus came, no king was permitted into the holy place of the temple. But as the king who sits on David's throne forever, Jesus is also God's priest forever. Upon his sacrificial death, the temple veil was torn in two, opening the way into God's presence for all who come to him through his son. As we read in the letter to the Hebrews, "Therefore, brothers, we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh." You and I may not be earthly kings like Uzziah. We may not be priests in the line of Aaron, like Uzziah presumed to be. But we know who we are, and it is said in Revelations 1, verse 6, "He has freed us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom and priest to his God and Father." Know thyself. We are the children of the King, and we shall reign with him forever. We are royal priests to God forever, and our rightful place is in the very presence of God, to offer him the priestly sacrifices of prayer, of praise, and of thanksgiving. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. In the name of Jesus, amen. We will now sing the hymn 564.
Of the Father planned.
now sing the offertory. Let's join together and say the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
O Lord, hear my prayer.
And let my cry come to you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, your mercies are new every morning, and though we deserve only punishment, you receive us as your children and provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Holy Lord, pride led us to rebel against you and choose our own way instead of your gracious path. Keep us from hubris and pride, lest in thinking too highly of ourselves, we turn away from your mercy again. Instill within us the humble heart of faith that trusts in your word, and bear within us the obedience of faith that delights to follow where you have led, so that we may be found blameless and holy when Christ comes again in his glory, to bring all things to their perfect consummation through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Lord God, you are the strength of the weak and consolation of those who suffer, the peace of those troubled, and the hope of those in the hour of death. Deliver, we pray you, all whom we name before you, that, according to your will, their sickness may be turned to health, their sorrow into joy, and their anxious hearts may rest in peace. Hear us on behalf of Don and Alice, Margaret, Bernetta, Gary, Deb, Francis, Todd, Bill, Kim, Andrew and Michelle, Brandy, Heather, Gary, Michael, Ray, Norma, Ron, Vicky, Judy, Kyle, Marilyn, Renee, Michelle, Diane, Carolyn, Jordan, Tyler, and all whom we name in our hearts. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
We now join together in the evening prayer. I thank you, my Heavenly Father,
through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day, and I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night,
For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
You may be seated, and we'll sing our final hymn, 879.